Donna Davis is a retired teacher and Grand Rapids artist who makes hand-dyed silk garments and shawls. She sells her art at sales and shows around Minnesota. COVID-19 has shut down many upcoming art events. These days, Donette is using some of her talent to produce cloth masks. Good morning, Donette. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Heidi, and thank you for being there.
You are welcome.
Everyone at KEXE, it's been wonderful to listen to you.
Well, thank you for adding another level of safety for us. Yesterday when I came back in, there were a whole bunch of masks in our conference room, so I grabbed a couple and making sure I washed them. Used it when I was at the grocery store yesterday. Wasn't seeing that many people wearing them yet, but it's great that you could supply us with those as well as other people in the community. What made you decide to do this and to give back?
Listening to the news from China and just seeing it appear in the United States, I thought that a cloth mask would be better than nothing. And I spoke to my daughter, who's a nurse, and she said, they're good for now, but who knows what's going to happen in the future. So I thought, well, definitely better than nothing. I'll get on it. I have fabric that I used to make hats, and I have lots of 100% cotton fabric, and it's fun fabric. And I just thought, yeah, I can do this. I'm not going to be doing shows. Just yesterday, we found out that our mid-July show in Grand Marais is canceled. So I got lots of time and lots of fabric. Been kind of fun to go in and find the elastic that didn't get used for a project that I'd planned, and then some cotton tape, and then I'm down to the bias tape, and pretty soon I'll be making my own ties out of fabric.
Yeah.
It's evolving.
I have a cool one right now that's purple with geometric shapes on it, and purple and black. It's very cool. Thank you.
Yeah, your photograph, you rock it pretty well there.
Well, so can you kind of describe the masks you're making and how you're making them?
Well, the ones that I'm making, there are lots of videos online. You know, there's just so many people coming up with different ways of making it. But it's pretty standard. I've been making mostly two sizes, which one was considered a large or just a regular size, and then I started making an extra large because there are people that have bigger face and maybe some facial hair that need to have that covered too. So it's just a rectangle, and I've refined it so I can be really fast. So I've just put two layers together and serge the pleats in place. I've got them pinned, and I just eyeball them instead of measuring and marking, and they don't have to be exact, but I'm pretty good at getting them really close. And run them through a serger, and then add the tape or ribbon or whatever can be used, not tape, but a cotton fabric tape. And so you can tie that over your head on the top and then around the back of your neck, too, instead of having something over your ears, which I would imagine under headphones wouldn't be very comfortable.
Right.
And then I have another pattern, too, which is much more fitted and much more time-consuming. And I'll be able to slide a piece of, called a stabilizer. It would be maybe used in a collar on a shirt if you're sewing it. And that could be slid in and pulled out, and then they can be washed. So, that's really how I put them together.
So you said your daughter's a nurse. How is everything going for her?
Good. She's a nurse in OBGYN at Grand Itasca, and I also have a granddaughter who's an x-ray technician and a radiology tech, I guess they're called, and a granddaughter in cytology.
Wow.
And then I have a son-in-law who's the assistant chief of police in Grand Rapids, and a grandson-in-law who's a police officer, a nephew who's the sheriff's deputy in Aiken County. So we have a lot of people on the front line. And of course, I made masks for them first.
Right. Good. I'm glad to hear that. You also made some for the staff and residents at North Homes. How did you find out that they were needed there?
Well, a friend had posted just a statement from Itasca County about what people were doing in different areas and what entities were needing masks. And St. Luke's Hospital had put out a call, but also North Homes. And so I called, left a message. Connie got back to me saying that they have 90 residents, but I'm aware, too, that in one of their units they have 20 residents but 30 staff. So that's a lot of people. So I brought masks in. Malou Brubaker, a local jeweler, got busy with her sewing machine and made some wonderful masks. And I bought a batch in. I brought another batch yesterday to a friend that works there who's going to deliver them, but she gets to take first choice since I brought them to her house. And then I know Lori Anderson is out there selling, Kristen Anderson, Krista Madison, and there's a group in Bemidji working. Billy Bartholomew's kind of jumped in and is doing some wonderful masks. So there are a lot of people out there contributing.
Yeah. Great. We're talking with artist Donette Davis. She's making face masks to help us keep one another safe from COVID-19. Do you know how many you have made yourself?
I didn't count, but okay. I figured I think I've gotten about 52
okay.
North homes. Yeah, I don't know. It's probably up to 100.
Yeah. So what's your take? I mean, from what you're hearing, do you think everyone kind of pulling together these... Can we keep up with the demand for the general public, or how's it feeling out there, I guess?
Well, you know, I'm seeing people using, like, the Homer hanky. Alice Strand from Bemidji made a great mask out of a handkerchief, and my sister is doing that, too. And I saw a Winnipeg Folk Festival handkerchief made into a mask, so... I think people are finding ways, and there's some really funny posts online, too, where people are using bras or underwear.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to just laugh at these things, too. But people are being really creative about it, and so if you want one, you can come up with a way to make it possible. So,
will you be making masks today?
I will be. Okay. I will actually go down and sew for a while and have some lunch and sew again, and then we'll go for a hike. That's been my schedule of late. So.
Yeah. How have you and Andrew been getting through this? Are you doing anything different? Any binge watching or games or that kind of thing?
Well, one wonderful thing is that our musical instruments have found their way out of the closet, and we've been playing music again, which is great. And, so that's been wonderful. And we do watch movies and television. And I guess I have to admit I've been watching Making the Cut, which is really inspiring.
You know, we're going to start that tonight, actually. So
make clothing.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's great. Donette, thanks again for making the masks for us and for making them for other people in the community. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you again for all that you're doing. It's wonderful.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Is the Tuesday morning show. It's our extra hour where we are connecting you with people who are making a difference.